Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. This week we're diving into a broad sweep of events reshaping tech, environment, research, and digital rights, all of which highlight how deeply interconnected our world has become. Let's start with a conversation playing out worldwide. Government debt. More specifically, how we measure it and what those numbers actually mean. An international review recently flagged that we're not always comparing apples to apples when it comes to metrics like debt to GDP, interest to GDP, and debt to equity ratios. While debt to GDP ratios remain uncomfortably high by historical measures, the other indicators are telling different stories. The upshot is that policymakers may be making decisions based on incomplete or even misleading data if they're not attentive to these nuances. Experts are urging for stronger, more consistent theoretical frameworks, out of concern that otherwise, fiscal plans could end up off the mark. To put it simply, a simplistic reading of ratios could prompt governments to pull the wrong levers or tighten the belt at the wrong time. Meanwhile, something much bigger and harder to ignore is literally heating up beneath us, the state of our oceans. You've probably heard about alarming records being set, but 2025 has now seen the oceans absorb more heat than ever recorded before. Over 90% of the heat from carbon emissions finds its way into the sea. And that's not just a number for climate wonks to worry about. These persistent heat surges are turning up the risk on catastrophic weather, including longer, stronger marine heat waves and hurricanes. For policymakers and environmental advocates, this is a stark call for urgent and coordinated action. If we don't take stock of the warning signs, the disruptions we're already seeing in weather patterns could rapidly become the new normal. All this brings renewed urgency to debates around climate protections and how global economies adapt. But the risks posed by neglect aren't just natural. Some are all too human, as demonstrated by a recent cybersecurity incident in California. In Palo Alto, hackers managed to gain access to key infrastructure simply because default passwords were left unchanged. This breach is a potent reminder that sometimes the weakest link isn't tech sophistication, but plain old oversight in basic security protocols. For public sector organizations especially, the lesson is clear. Cybersecurity fundamentals can't be neglected. It really only takes a single unchanged password to open the door to serious trouble. Amid these challenges, innovation is still storming ahead, particularly in gaming and artificial intelligence. Take, for example, the recent improvements in the Mesa 26.0 open-source graphics stack and RADV drivers. By leveraging dedicated transfer-only queues, Vulkan-based apps are seeing a real boost in performance. This is good news not only for Linux gamers, but also for anyone interested in open and high-performance software options. That theme of broader access and improved performance carries over to the ARM64 ecosystem as well. Canonical has revealed a new ARM64, Snap, build of SteamOS, paired with emulation to let you game on AI-accelerated Ubuntu hardware. That means gaming on ARM isn't just possible, it's becoming smooth and user-friendly, even on experimental hybrid systems. Meanwhile, the productivity frontier keeps shifting with Google's new AI Inbox features rolling out to Gmail users. Harnessing machine learning, this AI-enhanced email environment now automatically summarizes messages and suggests follow-up actions. With features like Help Me Write, the focus isn't just on automation for its own sake, but on saving users real time and hassle. Beyond software, there's also growth in open hardware compatibility. Logitech's MX Anywhere 3S mouse is now officially recognized in the HID++ permitted list. This paves the way for users to enjoy high-res scrolling under Linux, and thanks to a price point around $90, it's an accessible productivity upgrade. This recognition signals a tightening loop between hardware designers and the open-source software they increasingly rely on. While tech edges forward, legal systems in both Europe and the United States are ramping up efforts to enforce digital rights and privacy. In France, a court ordered Google to block pirate sports streaming domains, a strong statement about safeguarding intellectual property. On the other side of the Atlantic, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton secured a temporary injunction against Samsung, tied to how its smart TVs collect user data. Together, these cases highlight a trend. Consumers and governments now expect transparency and accountability as the digital domain cuts ever deeper into daily life. It's a reminder that even as technology advances, there's a parallel demand for a steady hand guarding individual rights. While legal teams and tech giants skirmish in court, commerce is also being remade by artificial intelligence. Microsoft has now embedded e-commerce checkout directly in Copilot-powered chats, letting users shop without the friction of standard browser navigation. By embedding commerce directly in conversational interfaces, Microsoft captures shoppers even before they hit retail websites. It's a move that could fundamentally alter the retail landscape, especially as more consumers turn to AI for recommendations and digital assistance. That AI influence isn't just in consumer tech, but equally pronounced in scientific breakthroughs and advanced research. On the energy front, physicists operating the yeast experiment in China reached a turning point. For the first time, plasma density in their experimental tokamak surpassed the Greenwald limit, a previously critical barrier for fusion development. This achievement edges us closer to commercial fusion energy, a potential game-changer for the global energy mix. At Stanford, researchers are mimicking nature again, this time developing programmable synthetic skin, inspired by octopus camouflage. This material adapts to its environment, promising new directions in both military stealth and medical sensor applications. It demonstrates the remarkable ways that interdisciplinary research draws from biology, engineering, and materials science all at once. Not all research is high-tech. Some ongoing efforts are about adapting ancient systems, like forests, to modern threats. In Germany, vast woodlands have suffered catastrophic bark beetle infestations, made worse by sustained heat and drought from climate change. Forestry managers are now replanting with strategies that favor mixed species stands, hoping to build resilience and biodiversity. These on-the-ground experiments highlight the ongoing need to rethink resilience in the face of new environmental realities. Whether it's fusion reactors or adaptive forestry, researchers worldwide are trialing ambitious ideas with real-world impact. Circling back to security, it's been a busy patch week for software maintainers, with critical updates rolling out across distributions like Debian, Red Hat, and Ubuntu. These patches address vital vulnerabilities, a reminder that proactive defense remains essential in ever more connected systems. For system administrators, there's no substitute for staying up to date, especially as exploits get more sophisticated by the day. That vigilance isn't limited to big institutions. At the grassroots, hacker communities are fighting back against overreaching surveillance. In response to increased scrutiny and monitoring from agencies like ICE, innovators are building open-source tools designed for safeguarding privacy and resisting intrusive tactics. These projects show that collective action and technical creativity can play a serious role in defending civil liberties and digital autonomy. Shifting gears, let's talk about how the programming world is evolving alongside the rapid rise of AI in daily workflows. A recent study uncovered that when AI models generate code, a staggering 94% of compilation errors are due to type check failures. As a result, there's a growing move towards typed programming languages, which help enforce correctness and reduce bugs. Developers and teams are betting that the structure of typed languages makes the collaboration between humans and AI more predictable and productive. This reflects a wider effort to shape a world where emerging technologies and automation are aligned with reliability and safety. As we wrap up, it's clear that none of these trends exist in isolation. Whether we're talking about climate, technology, public policy, or digital rights, the connections run deep. Decision makers need to keep an eye on these overlaps and respond with agility, as do we all, as users and citizens in a rapidly changing landscape. As each sector faces down its own unique disruptions, it's that cross-pollination of insights and accountability that will matter most. We'll keep following these critical developments, aiming to connect the dots and share the context you need. Thanks for listening.